Ako po si Benj.
At ako naman si Cha. At ito ang ano na with Benj.
Enta. Alam mo, akala ko makakapagsabay tayo eh.
Good morning, Benj.
Magandang hapon sa'yo, Cha.
So Benj, magbasa muna tayo ng comments. Ako muna?
Okay. Sige, okay. Go.
Reaction sa episode 3, your best self. So may nag-comment sa akin, feeling ko wala ako sa best self ko ngayon. Nakaka-frustrate kasi feeling ko ang late ko na para sa ganito.
What? We're never late.
Diba? Ang ganda ng mga feeling ko eh. Yung pag nagsistart talaga sa feeling ko. Ayan. Medyo.
But, alam mong merong magandang sasabihin pero babawiin kapag ganun yung simula eh. Feeling ko. Diba? May maganda siyang sasabihin tapos biglang kabig na kaso.
Yes. Maganda pag-usapan niya mga feelings niyo.
Dahil yun namin mag-uusapan yung feelings namin. Yun sa inyo lang.
Okay, go. Comment mo naman.
What you get. Oh, okay, sige. Ito, papangalanan natin to si Kuya Ace. Salamat for being vulnerable, real, and fun.
Kuya Ace, baka naman pwede kang mag-guest.
We are formally invited to be a guest sa podcast namin.
Si Kuya Ace ay isang digital missionary and sobrang exciting to really hear kung ano yung mga pinaggagawa niya in life.
Oo, tapos ang ginagawa pa ni Kuya Ace, it crosses yung boundaries of time zone. So pwede siyang mamili sa atin.
Oh. Kami mag-a-adjust. Sobrang fangirl ako ni Kuya Ace. Kuya Ace, pag nilike mo lang yung comment ko, sobrang happy na ng heart ko.
Palitan na natin. Gusto mo, Ace and Cha.
Uy! Yung totoo, gusto mo na ba mag-back out?
Sabihin mo
lang. Sabihin mo lang. Ace, Benj, and Cha. ABC.
Oh, di ba? Okay yun. Oh.
Pasok. Feeling ko, ano, titino tayo pag nandito si Kuya Ace.
Oh, parang, yes, Kuya Ace. You're correct.
Ayan. So, today, dahil sa mga nag-comment ng feeling ko, how do we deal with our feelings?
Grabe.
Una, I think we need to establish, ano ba yung purpose ng feelings? Bakit inallow ni God na yung design natin na isa tayong being with feelings?
I always think of them as signposts.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mga poste na, kunyari, nasaan ka na ba? Parang pagkakaliwa ka ba? Dito ka pupunta or dito? Kasi it tells you where you are. It doesn't tell you your destination. It tells you yung current situation mo. Pero kung saan ka papunta, is up to you. Okay? Dapat hindi yun i-define yung feelings. Kasi if they serve more than just signposts, they will lead you astray. Kasi bakit? Dadaling ka ba ng signpost somewhere? Hindi. Yung signpost, sabihin lang niya na you are here. Ganun. All feelings are valid. Valid naman lahat. You feel them. Pero they're not supposed to take you somewhere else. It's still up to you to decide. Kunwari, nagalit ka rin sa tao na yun, hindi mo naman kailangan kintimin yung galit na yun hanggang mamatay ka eh. Sa totoo lang ha.
Mm-hmm.
Or kunwari, ano, sobrang saya mo dito with this person. Kapag dinisappoint ka na, ayan, hindi ano ka, magka-crumble lahat ng pinagbasihan mo ng feelings mo. Or magka-crumble yung happiness mo. When you depend on feelings.
Yung opposite ends kasi ng spectrum, di ba? You have your feelings, which are possible, they are valid. And then you have faith, impossible siya. In the middle, gusto ko na na-emphasize mo na may free will pa din, di ba?
Uh-huh.
So you feel these things, pero you can still do something in terms of where you're gonna end up or how you're going to use these feelings.
Totoo lang, pag nag-feel ka, it's a reaction to the current situation that you're in eh. Nasa biyahe ka, papunta kang somewhere, tapos sobrang traffic. Diba, yung frustration mo, it's up to you kung frustrated ka dun sa loob ng kotse mo o hanggang mamaya pag nandun ka na sa kung saan man yung destination mo na bubwisitin mo parang yung sarili mo thinking, yun, sobrang traffic ka diyan, nainis talaga ako hanggang mag-pour out yun sa lahat. At ng conversations mo, di ba?
So it's really important to think about how you feel about your feelings.
Yes.
This is so meta.
But what do you feel about your feelings?
Ako naman, the way I look at feelings, they're there, they are valid, pero they're not reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings are, they're fickle. Ano siya? They're so malleable na konting ano lang, konting change lang and variable sa nangyayari sa sitwasyon mo, pwedeng magbago yung feeling. Diba yung illustration na alala ko sa feelings is yung truck mo, tama ba? Yun yung faith, yun yung gas tank mo. Tapos yung feelings, yun yung hinihila niyang trailer. So dapat yung feelings mo, sumusunod lang siya sa faith. Kasi hindi pwedeng hilain ng trailer ang motor. Hindi pwedeng hilain ng feelings ang faith. It's completely okay to feel sad sometimes, to be angry, to feel frustrated. Those are all valid, but it's not an endpoint. You can still do something about it. Kasi nakakalimutan mo na kahit anong nararamdaman mo, may free will ka pa din. You can either choose to be led by your feelings or to be led by your faith. Na isusurrender mo yung feelings mo sa faith.
Mm-hmm.
Question about feelings. Alam mo yung verse na sinabi, pumapasok na po tayo sa verse competition. Okay, mag-stretch out ka na, bench. Okay. Okay, uumpisahan
ko
na.
Pero alam ko na, parang feeling ko alam ko yung verse na sasabihin mo.
Huwag mo akong paunahan.
Gusto ko lang sabihin para akin yung verse na yun.
Okay, kamay sa baba. Kamay sa baba. Okay, ito na yung verse. Nauna ako. ang verse is yung, do not let the sun go down while you are angry. Diba, syempre, pagka nasa isang relasyon ka, talaga namang may away yan. Pag nag-aaway or may misunderstanding, yung person that I was with, ginagawa niya, in the middle of me expressing my emotions, sinilalabas ko yung nararamdaman ko, sasabihin niya na, oh, paggabi na, kailangan na nating magbati. Matumatawa ko.
Anyway, go.
That was so frustrating.
Bakit ka na-frustrate? Ako yung shrink mo ngayon.
Kasi parang, it was taken too literally. That's what I feel. Kasi the sun going down does not just mean a day. So the sun going down could also mean before the end of your life. It just signifies the ending of a period. Minsan naman, healthy naman to talk about your emotions. Diba? Communication is the key. And in the middle of communicating, you go, oh, wait lang ha. Sunset na!
Oh, sunset! Stop! Pause! Di, kaya ako tumawa nung sinabi mo. If you will take that literally, then dapat i-gouge mo din yung eyes mo when you sin. Dapat bibilangin mo kung 77 times mo nung pinatawad yung tao. No. Lahat ng examples ni Jesus are there not to be taken literally. Kunyari, faith that can move mountains. Kailangan ba, para mapatunayan mo yung faith mo, kailangan merong mountain na gumalaw.
Sample!
What's important with that is you prioritize yung relationship mo with your brothers and sisters.
Sabi kasi, do not let the sun go down while you are angry. But also at the same time din, meron din kasing isang verse na, in your anger, do not sin.
Yon yung verse ko eh, inunahan mo ako.
Bakit galit? Ba't galit ka?
In my anger, I will not sin, but...
Naiiyak na ako. Okay. It's okay to feel feelings of anger kasi Diyos nga, nagagalit eh. What's unhealthy is when you dwell on that feeling of anger. The next step, as Christians, is yung faith pa din. Pupunta ka pa rin sa eyes of faith. Diba? We live by faith and not by sight. So, ang immediate kasing nakikita mo is feelings. They're immediately gratifying kasi, diba? They validate you right away ang feelings. But you have to go further and go, okay, I feel angry. What do I do next? Because that will help you not dwell on your feelings, but to remind your feelings na, okay, I validated you. Okay, di naman na kita. Ngayon, let's submit to faith. Ano ang kailangan kong gawing next? And I think when you voice out how you're feeling, it doesn't mean na galit ka pa din. When you're voicing out how you're feeling, I'm actually exercising my faith kasi naniniwala ako na maiintindihan mo. Naniniwala ako na sa communication that I can trust you. Isn't that the beginning of resolving something when you talk about it?
That's true. Merong isang nagtanong sa akin, paano mo malalaman na totoo yung pag-ibig ng isang tao sa'yo? Boom! Alatang mas bata sa akin yung nagtatanong. Eh, parang... At pinag-uusapan niya. So sabi ko sa kanya, pag-usapan ninyo, how do you want to feel love? How do you want it expressed to you? Pag-usapan ninyo, communicate. Yung expression mo of what you feel is a good way for you to exercise faith and also para makita din ng tao na, di ba, you're being truthful about it. Kasi sinusuppress mo for the sake of no arguments. Lulubog na ang araw, hindi nga kayo magkagalit. Pero wala naman kayong natapos or yung relationship ninyo did not improve.
Yung parang, araw lang yung natapos.
Oh, isang verse lang yung pinag-uusapan ng pala natin. Cha. Yung do not let the sun go down on your anger is the second part of the verse na be angry and do not sin.
Pwede ka.
Kasi baka mag-verse 2 points yung ano mo eh. One verse lang siya. Sorry.
So 1 point pa lang ako?
Oo, 1 point lang. Hati pa tayo kasi yun yung nasa isip kong verse.
Teamwork ba to?
Dapat. It's not the podcast name. Benj and Cha and...
Pero pag nag-guest dito si Kuya Ace, feeling ko matatalo tayo. Benj and Cha versus Ace. Parang mahirap pag missionary yung kalaban natin.
Hindi to kapangalan pa lang niya. He has his Ace. Pero to take yung verse na sinabi mo in context, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Anger should not be prolonged. Magkakaroon ng opportunity ang enemy to work or to move. kapag matagal kang angry.
Yes, magkaka-foothold siya. Magkaka-stronghold siya.
Principle siya in the sense na hindi mo gagamitin siya to suppress but assess mo yung anger mo. Kaya ka magalit because of this. Huwag mong hayaan na anger stays anger no matter how long.
Kasi nga, signpost lang siya. It is just telling you that something is wrong and this is how you feel about it. You don't like it and so you feel negatively towards it. But it's still up to you which direction you're gonna go with it.
Where do you go from your anger? Okay, magagalit tayo. But where do we go from here? That's not letting the sun go down on your anger. Where do we go from here? How do we resolve this? Pinrioritize ng Lord ang relationships over the law kasi He resolved the law. Diba?
Oh, si Jesus.
Important na yung preservation ng relationship yung first and foremost more than yung ano yung magka-checklist ka. Oo nga, nasusunod mo nga kung ano yung rules pero you lose the friend in the process. You lose the relationship. Nagde-degrade yung relationship. Hindi siya nagiging best self niya.
Yeah, then, Jesus was never a fan of legalism.
Yep. Alam mo, sa tingin ng iba nun, he broke all the rules. No, di ba sabi niya, he came to fulfill them.
It was so ironic that the Pharisees, when they met Jesus, told Jesus what the law was when Jesus was the lawmaker himself. He was the lawgiver himself. So when you focus so much on the law, not the principles of the law or the purpose of the law, when the person who actually purposed it and created it for your well-being, pag na-meet mo na siya, sa sobrang legalistic mo, hindi mo pala talaga naiintindihan.
In many aspects, no, sa law, minsan cases are decided based on technicalities or what the law says. And sometimes, the spirit of the law wins.
What does that
mean?
Ano
yung reason? The spirit of the law is kung ano yung reason kung bakit ginawa yung batas na yun. More than what the law says. Every law, every commandment sa Old Testament, lahat ng batas na yun na binigay, trivia time, ilan yung batas ng ano, 10 to
2. Bench, going for his first point.
613.
Ilan?
613, yung law.
613 laws?
Yun yung kabisado ni Apostle Paul, ng Pharisees.
In the Old Testament or the entire Bible?
In the Old Testament.
Oh, in the Old Testament. 613.
Tapos na-reduce yun sa Micah to 3.
Okay.
Diba? Yung sa Micah 6:8. Pero si Jesus, anong ginawa niya? He reduced it to one whole commandment with two parts. Love the Lord your God. And the other is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
The law of love.
Feeling ko ang filter dapat kasi ng feelings natin is yung love. Ngayon ko palang sasabihin to out loud. When I think about kung gaano ka intense yung feelings ni Jesus before he went to the cross, parang every argument, parang sobrang petty. It's not a novel idea, but when you think about it, no, parang, teka, meron ba talaga akong time para magalit dito sa taong to? Hindi sa ini-invalidate yung feelings ko, but more of, wala talaga akong time to dwell on this na parang maging stronghold siya sa buhay ko. Sinearch ko yung basic emotions. Wow, nag-research. Mayroon dito sadness, anger, disgust, contempt. Yeah, I feel all those things. Pero they will not take captive of me when I think about what Jesus experienced. He feared yung going to the cross, pero na-overcome yun nung kanyang joy, yung the joy of what's ahead. Tapos yung sadness, yung anger niya, but for a moment, ayun yung favorite kong way of pagpapakilala ng Lord sa sarili niya. His anger at the most goes hanggang sa third generation, pero his love is expressed to 1,000 generations.
Ganda nun.
Kung si Lord nga, yung anger niya merong hangganan eh. Ako pa kaya na hindi aabot sa 3 generation. Okay, I will feel that emotion. I will tell that person na, okay, this is what I felt about what happened.
Pero sinabi din, going for my second point for this verse competition, is speak the truth in love. When you say how you feel, it should always be with the intention that I am saying it in love. I am saying it so that I can be better and you can be better. This is what happened, but I want to change the direction of the future.
When you speak the truth in love, 3 aspects yun, di ba? You speak it, you say it, make sure it's true, and nakalublub siya sa context of love.
Let's just clarify that love is not a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Love is a verb, sabi ni John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. Kasi otherwise, correct. God would have been a feeling. Diba? Kasi God is love and He's not a feeling. He's more stable than that. Na yung feelings natin can still be led by love.
Kaya ako, ang motto ko pagdating sa pagagalit, magagalit lang ako dun sa taong talagang mahal ko. Sayang yung i-allocate mo na time for that emotion kung hindi naman siya mabibear much fruit.
Totoo naman yun. I don't think I express anger as well as I should. Tinitiis ko siya ng tinitiis hanggat kaya ko because I'm still working on being comfortable with confrontation. So, ang ginagawa ko, hanggat kaya kong tiisin, tinitiis ko siya ng tinitiis. But that's not good because, oo nga, hindi ka nga nage-express ng anger. Nakukulong ka naman nung anger na yon. So, I remember before, sa life group ko, it took 2 years para mag-express ako ng isang, ano, parang sumabog na lang ako bigla.
Kali, alam mo, ako din. Iniisip ko na lang na hindi siya bagay na dapat kagalitan over. Yung bang galit mo over a relationship?
Oo, kasi mahirap naman ako magalit over anything else. Kuwari, kung pera, hindi natin siya pag-aawayan. It's not something that angers me.
Ah.
When it comes, siguro sa relationship, when you feel disrespected, siguro dun yung mga root causes ng offense ko. When you feel neglected, when you feel not appreciated. Minsan kasi, you try to justify that logically and go, baka naman hindi totoo yun, but why are you demanding for attention? Parang ganun. So, kinikim-kim ko siya ng kinikim-kim. Whereas, we have to understand, I think this is what I've learned, na you have to understand that not everybody knows how to love you. Diba? Not everybody knows how to make you feel loved. So, you have to communicate to people na, alam nyo guys, when I'm speaking, I really would like you to listen.
Yes.
So, you have to really be upfront about it. You can say it in a loving way, and I think the more na you avoid that, the more na hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo pag na-reach mo na yung breaking point mo. Whereas, pwede mo naman yun i-break for people to understand how to love you. You can tell people how you would like to be loved. Kasi, I'm pretty sure sila din gusto rin nilang ipakita sa'yo how they would like to be loved.
Para malinaw.
Oo, oh, hindi totoo yung kung talagang mahal mo ako, dapat alam mo.
Eh, hindi ko alam eh.
Galit ka na yan.
Pero siyempre, alam mo, itong mga bagay na sinasabi natin are things we learn. Pinagbunga siya ng time. These are things that you will not really fully appreciate until ando ka na sa certain age that you've experienced a range of emotions. And you see na merong mga emotions na dapat i-feel at merong mga emotions na you don't need to spend so much time on.
Okay, so anger is not a bad emotion at all. It was a signpost that these are the things that actually hurt you.
I don't think naman na ano, we could assign values of morality sa feelings.
Okay, good point.
Maganda yung ginawa mo kanina actually na, ba't ba ako nagkakaroon ng ganitong emotions? Stop, think, why am I having these emotions? Tapos, what are these emotions? How do I deal? How do we move forward?
You can validate your feelings, but you shouldn't let your feelings validate you.
True. Oh, that's grabe, not. Ano yan?
Oh, yun, you can express your feelings. Yun dapat.
But you are not your feelings.
Yun.
Panalo ka lang sa verse ngayon.
Ikaw sa quotable quotes.
You are not your fears. You are not your sadness. Hindi, kailangan nating mag-qualify siguro pagdating sa ano, sa depression. Kasi there are more factors in play when it comes to clinical depression than just sadness. Diba? Dapat hindi natin i-dismiss. Yun yung nangyayari. Kaya nagkakaroon ng lumalala yung depression ng iba. It's because we dismiss yung emotions nila as, ano, it'll go away. Instead of saying na your feelings are valid, what can we do about it?
Magandang point yan. We do have to qualify that depression and sadness are two different categories. They're not treated the same way. They're different signposts. Your sadness is valid, your depression is valid, but when it comes to what do we do about it, very different directions yung dapat nating gawin doon. We have to listen to experts, what research says, and really take in professional advice.
Alam mo ba, yung si Apostle Paul, di ba, before he was Apostle Paul, he killed believers, di ba, and he approved of Stephen's murder. One of the commentaries about dun sa affliction niya, yung sinabi ng Lord sa kanya, I work best in your weakness. Ang isa na sinasabi nila about this affliction is, nare-remind siya of all the things that he did before na sobrang sinful, sobrang lala. Kaya kinakwalify yung sarili niya na of all the sinners, I am the worst. It could be said, no, na he was very depressed about. Diba, parang it weighed on him and it reflected dun sa letters niya. Siguro yung affliction niya, it may be physical, or yung isa naman na argument is that it was depression. Even a giant of faith like Apostle Paul can go through depression. Buti na lang, yun nga, ang sagot, si Lord, he works best in that. You surrender that to the Lord.
Now that you talk about it, it makes sense because hindi tinanggal whatever that thorn was. What he thought about it was, when I am weak, then you are strong. If it was depression, he completely relied on the Lord and he was not condemned for it. The Lord was with him in that his whole life. It was not regarded to him as it is your responsibility to get out of depression to prove that you have faith. I think this is really dangerous when you tell somebody na pag Kristiyano ka, walang depression. We have different definitions of happiness, and for people to feel na there are people who support them, there are people who believe in them, and people who listen to them despite having depression, minsan yun yung version nila ng happiness. Dun sila nag being masaya to be in a supportive environment. This is a really touchy subject for me because my uncle suffered from depression. How does the church respond to that? How do we as Christians respond to that? When somebody is going through depression or have questions to feelings that you do not personally feel yourself, let's go back to that basic command that we should respond in love. Sometimes responding in love, does that mean giving them a verse from the Bible? It does not mean telling the person whether where they ended up, whether it was heaven or hell. But sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to listen to them, to pray for them, to tell them that I honestly don't have the solution, but I am here for you. I am representing God by just being here for you.
Sometimes what the person needs is for you to just be. Yun ang kailangan lagi na tapalan ng band-aid verse yan eh. Sometimes taking it out of context. I can do all things through God who gives me strength. Hindi na nakuha yung context.
Just let it be. Sometimes God's love comes in a whisper. You don't have to have the answer.
Wow. Ciao, we're speaking words of wisdom. Let it be dito, ha?
Smart ba dun? Ang tagal kong nakuha. Naglag yung utak ko, Bench.
Words of wisdom. Yan na.
Let it be. Ayan na, guys.
Feeling ko kulang ang ano, ang podcast natin to get all the range of the feelings.
I think naman kasi yung happy emotions, madali yun. You will notice that a lot of people are there with you pag mga ganong seasons. But you also have to go through seasons na malungkot ka and makikita yung weakness sa pagiging galit mo. Kasi liliit yung circle. And that's what Jesus had, an inner circle. Liliit yung circle of people na talagang nandun for you when those seasons come. Kailangan mo yun. Isa ring purpose ng emotion is that when you're not feeling the positive emotions, who are the people who are there for you? Kasi hindi ka makikilala talaga ng mga kaibigan mo or ng mga taong nasa paligid mo kung positive emotions lang.
Alam mo, na-realize ko na may range talaga ng emotions nung wake ng mom ko. Last year, alam mo, malapit na palang mag-death anib si mama. Last year, yung church namin, ramdam na ramdam mo yung love from them in different ways. Di ba? Yung iba, they will hug you. Di ba? They will support you. They will smile. Di ba? And sometimes people will cry with you. You need people like that. There are people who get you dun sa whole range of emotions mo, and you can be yung whole range of emotions mo with them. After my mom's death, na-realize ko na mayroon pala talagang ganitong emotion na ang nakakaintindi lang yung mga katulad ko na nawalan din ng mom. Noon ako naging mas aware dun sa emotions. Noon ko naging mas aware na oo nga, kung ano man yung naramdaman ng tao na to, there's something behind it. There's a story behind it na hindi ko pwedeng i-invalidate at all. Kaya dapat, ang aim ko when dealing with emotions ng ibang tao ay how can I help? What's the best way to love you?
Thank you for sharing that. You are now capable of ministering to people that I can't minister to. Until the end of your mom's life, hindi yun natapos without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang honorable ng life ng mom mo na hindi hinayaan ng Lord na umalis siya, na walang naiiwan sa'yo. Now you are capable of feeling empathy.
Like never before, cha. Promise.
If you treat things that happen in your life as something that is beyond what you feel, then your feelings will have a bigger purpose.
Dapat gamitin mo yung feelings that you felt towards a bigger purpose other than what does it mean for me. How can we serve other people better?
And that goes back to our point of it's always faith. Diba? Iriredirect mo siya towards faith na what does faith want me to do? And faith wants me to serve. Faith wants me to comfort people. Faith wants me to minister to people. And so, with all these feelings that I'm feeling, what do I do about them?
Dapat informed lagi ang decisions mo with faith. Ayun, yung decisions mo, faith informed.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the notion of cutting people off? Kasi we talked about finding a greater purpose for what we feel. But sometimes, what about if it's just super unhealthy and toxic to our feelings? How do I respond?
Yung idea of toxicity, that's so 2010.
Okay, go.
I believe that you can never cancel anybody. Cancel to what?
Sa connection niya sa'yo. Let's qualify. I'm not talking about the pop culture cancel culture, ha?
Sige.
I'm talking about canceling personal relationships.
Can you ever cancel a relationship? You can cancel a relationship. Siguro, the proper way to say it is that magiging iba yung treatment mo with that person. Pero ano ibig sabihin pag kinancel mo yung tao?
Okay, I got it. Okay, medyo, that was a hard pill to swallow. Pero, sige, go.
You are called to love him or her, however flawed they may be.
Namatay pa rin si Cristo para sa kanila. Minsan dumadating ako sa point na gusto ko nang i-cut off. Si Goya, she would always say na, tsa, namatay din si Cristo para sa kanila. Naalala ko talaga siya dyan, lagi. Another thing that she would remind me, you have to remember na hindi lahat ng sinasabi ng tao ay valid. You have to qualify kung ano yung valid na sinasabi ng isang tao at hindi valid na sinasabi ng tao. So, in a sense, I get what you mean. Can you really ever cancel a relationship? Maybe not, but you can invalidate what is coming out of that person. Mm-hmm. Na I don't have to listen to what this person is saying about me. Kung hindi naman talaga kami close at hindi naman niya talaga ako kilala and this person makes judgments about me, I can invalidate that. Na siguro, valid yung feelings mo about me, pero yung opinion mo about me might be invalid or yung opinion mo about social matters might be invalid.
Magbabago lang. Kunyari, isang tao na gusto mong, quote unquote, i-cancel. Magbabago lang yung way of loving that person. Kunyari, different political views from you. They don't value life as much as you do. Diba?
In the same way you do.
Or in the same way, as much. Yung treatment ko sa kanya, pag dumating sa usapang ganito, magbabago. Pero in any other aspect, I can still love that person. Baka ang love ko towards them ay to wait for them to realize na mali sila.
Maybe ang love ko towards them is to just respect them civilly.
Until they come to a point that they can receive a better love from you. Na ready ka namang ibigay.
Right. But also at the same time, I think we've come to a point then na we've confused personal relationships and digital relationships that it doesn't really mean naman that if I unfriend you on social media that I am unfriending you in real life. Sometimes your content is just not value adding to me. I choose to not follow you digitally.
Because you love yourself.
Because my mental health is important to me and because when I see you in person, I want to be able to respect you. Si James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits that we talked about last time, he said in a tweet, "The people you follow dictate your future thoughts. If I follow you and I start judging you, it's not Christ-like of me, nagko-commit ako ng sin when I look at your content, then I think it's okay for me to unfollow you. Para pag nakita kita in person, I can respond in love."
Again, tulad nun, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun a lesser being na siya.
Hindi naman.
Yun na nga. Yun nga yung dapat nating i-drive na point.
Hindi sila lesser being. Magkaiba lang talaga kayo ng nakikita.
Or nakapikit diba? Kasi sila.
Diba? Nakapikit sila pero madaldal sila.
Yun, to compensate dun sa pagpikit.
Minsan daw, madali talagang magalit. Pero pag yung tao na nakatapak sa'yo, nakita mong bulag pala, iba yung magiging reaction.
Ang ganda nun.
Si Peter ba yun, yung out of his anger, naputol niya yung ear nung soldier na mag-a-arrest kay Jesus?
Alam ko din yung name ng soldier.
Ano yung
Servant
name?
Servant siya. Si Malchus.
What?
Nasa Bible yun.
Yung naputulan ng tenga?
Oo. Oh.
Naging Christian si Malchus, feeling ko. Na-encounter niya personally si Jesus eh. Binalik yung tenga niya eh.
Does he heard better?
Oo. Siguro yung mga nakulong na disciples, naging iba yung treatment. Yung mga soldiers that night, not just the guy who lost his ear, the soldiers with him or the people who were with him, it personally experienced that happening and that really changed the future. And maybe sometimes that's how we should treat people who are opposing us. Maybe they just haven't had a personal experience with Christ. To end this podcast, okay, what are the things that you are working on to help you deal with your feelings better?
Gusto kong gayahin to. Kaya naman si J.I. Packer.
Hindi na naman.
Preacher siya.
Okay.
Tapos ang isang description sa kanya, ng lahat ng mga nagte-testimony about sa kanya is that his words always come out as if he thought of them na bubuin ko muna yung words bago sila lumabas. Siguro yun yung ginagawa ko about my emotions. I-process ko muna bago ako magsalita or bago siya lumabas sa bibig ko. Kahit sa Twitter, if I have something na tingin ko knee-jerk reaction, ilalagay ko muna siya sa buffer na naka-schedule yung tweets. Tapos, kung kunwari, yung tweet na yon irrelevant na siya kapag lumabas siya, pwede ko siyang i-delete. Yung ginagawa ko ngayon, I try to stop, think about the emotion, paano ako mag-react. Ikaw?
Ngayon kasi, nasa Gospels ako sa quiet time. Mm-hmm. Talagang in-observe ko si Jesus, how he would react to all kinds of people. And one thing that I really noticed about Jesus is when people come to him, kung ano man yung sitwasyon na yon, he would always respond to mga difficult people with a question. He did not give them an answer. Tatanungin niya, "What do you see? What do you want?" And I think that was so humbling, knowing that Christ had all the answers. But he was more interested in that person. And sometimes, when it comes to difficult situations, oh nga no, it's really about knowing about this person, preserving the relationship, loving this person, when you think about the eternal value first. So now it's like, when somebody is opposing or attacking, minsan tatanungin mo, what do you mean by that? Instead of being in that defensive mode na puputulin ko yung tenga mo. But it's more of, gamitin ko kaya yung tenga ko.
Ang ganda nun! I like that.
Woohoo! Let's end this on a positive note. We want to thank the person who created our podcast cover art! Yay! Si Jessa.
Oh my gulay. Ang galing mo mag-drawing, promise. I could never.
And if you want to commission for her artwork, she's also a calligrapher, please contact at Gisa Letters. Nakalink siya sa podcast description namin. Kuhang-kuha niya yung mga buhok natin. Or your lack
yes.
of thereof.
Sabihin ko pa lang, yung receding, sakto yung where it received.
So yun lang. Bye!
Bye!